Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Ice Project. We're going to do a bit of a Q&A. First time Jackson's doing it, so roll the intro. I haven't done one of these in a while. It's my favorite form of content as well, so let's just roll into the first question.
Sweet. Is offering to work for free a good option?
What do you think?
That's how I got a job.
Yeah. I just want to talk about your journey, how you got here.
Yeah, I reached out. I think we spoke about it before, but basically just followed the boys, followed yourself for the content. And then when you started sniffing around how much you hated Footy Media, I decided that I put my name out there and offer to work for free. And 18 months later, I'm in the building.
Awesome. And Lukey, you're very similar as well. Do you want to jump on the mic and talk about, like, Lukey should just send me free content all the time. And I was sort of like, fuck, I need to have a meeting with this dude because he knows what he's talking about. But what was your thought process behind it?
Mine was just like, I could just see, like, you were posting, I was talking about it to somebody on the weekend, you were posting like Bleacher Report stuff on Tech Project account, whatnot. So I'm like, oh, there's obviously a gap for that because there's not really any Australian apart from Basketball Forever that was posting it. So I made a few, and then, I don't know, we just went back and forth about doing media stuff, and you always be like, yeah, bro, mad idea. And then I'd rather than being like, oh, coming in with an idea for it, I'd be like, oh, you should listen to this podcast. It's quite insightful. I think it was the CEO of Bleacher Report.
Rich Antonelli. Yeah,
and Complex. So there was like two or three podcasts and you're like, oh, okay. And that got your mind ticking and thinking. And I think you invited me in and we did a podcast together.
Yeah, that was random, eh? And then next week, got a job. So yeah, I definitely think it's a good idea to work for free, especially if you don't have any leverage. Leverage comes in many different ways, like followers is a form of leverage. Knowing people is a form of leverage. So if you don't have that, you need to provide something for the person you're trying to get in front of and deliver value for them, and then hopefully they can take you on. And I get people saying like, hey, Ice, I'd love to work for YKTR. I'll offer my first week for free. So I've got Jackson who's worked for 18 months for free. Now he's got a job. I work for 16 months without any help or any pay. So I don't sympathize for 2-3 weeks of free work. So I think it's a good idea. Next question.
Cool. Is building a brand more important than product or service?
Yeah, if you look at McDonald's burgers probably sell more than any other burger in the world. And it's purely because they got brand. They don't make the best product. They don't necessarily have the best service. Their ice cream machine's always fucking broken. They always fuck up the drive-through order. But we still seem to rock up and keep buying Maccas. So branding's important. And branding's the difference between... So we'd make a t-shirt the same price as like a Gucci would make a t-shirt, but you'll pay $800 for a Gucci t-shirt and $60 for ours. So that's the difference between branding. Branding is more important than product, more important than customer service, more important than everything, but you kind of want to have this beautiful marriage of everything. You want to have a great brand, you want to have great product, you want to have great customer service, and then you get return customers off the back of that. So really important, branding is king.
Two-part question here, mate. When you're in a creative slump, are you aware of it? And if so, how do you get out of it?
Lukey, do you want to jump on here? You're probably a bit more creative than I am. So how do you get out of a creative slump?
I watch a lot of content and just try and be inspired. But it is one of like the weirdest feelings when you're just sitting there. Like sometimes you'll be like, oh, can you design this? And I'll just sit there and be like, ah. So yeah, I think trying to look for motivation, try and go on YouTube and try and learn something new that you can incorporate in what you're doing. And I think that's one way to spark it again for you.
I always think detach yourself away. That's a good answer. But I also try and pull myself away from technology as well. So we're inspired by a lot of people online and on the internet. And YKTR Sports is a big like concoction of all these different things that we like, but I actually like to get away from it. So I'll go for a walk, go for a swim. Sometimes your best ideas are on the shower, on the shitter. It's whenever you're detached from technology. So try and get away from your normal environment or Instagram. Sometimes I feel like when I'm looking on Pinterest and Instagram, I feel like it fucks up my creativity as well, because then you start trying to be like someone else. So yeah, two different answers, but both can work.
Key principles to keeping customers happy.
Sort of like go back to branding, over deliver. That's an important one. Sometimes a lot of businesses are going to make mistakes and we've been no different. I think the key part to our mistakes is like I jump on the camera straight away and I'm like, hey guys, I fucked up. Like give me a day or two and I'll try and fix this. A lot of people are scared to give refunds as well. So there's a thing called lifetime value of a customer. And what that basically means is how much money is that person willing to spend with you over the course of their lifetime? You got to pay attention to that. So you might have a customer that's never bought from you. You've fucked up their order. Make sure you refund them straight away if it's within like the right reasons. They haven't worn it for a month and then trying to get exchange. Because what that does is if you provide a good customer service, they're going to come back. So you might lose $50 up front, but then they might spend $1,200 with you over the course of the next 3 years. And that's a little bit more important. So yeah, that's one way to do it.
This is a timely one here, mate. Own office versus working from home.
You want to touch on that? You've done a bit of both.
Yeah, a bit of both. It depends. I mean, in this sort of setting, I think we definitely need to be in the office because we're building. Whereas if you work for a company or a structure, something that you would consider as kind of already built, working from home is pretty easy. But our best ideas probably in the last couple of days come from us just sitting around talking shit. So I say working from here, but I suppose it's different for everyone.
I think COVID's really changed a lot of things that's happening in and around this space. So like you said, a lot of the big corporate structures, they're gravitating towards home, and a lot of them felt like they were like sort of trapped within. They feel a lot more free as well. But I feel like there's a time limit from working from home. I feel like it's a bit of a trap. You can't really separate. I've done it for the first maybe 16 months and I fucking hated it. It was hard to sort of separate work from your normal life. But one thing I did do when I was working from home, I made sure when I started to be a lot more efficient, I made sure things were in its right place. I'd wake up, I'd have a shower, I'd get changed as if I was leaving the house. Like I used to rock up and just stay in my PJs and pack clothes all day. I wouldn't do that anymore. Had a schedule. I used to leave for lunch and come back, and I made it sort of feel like it was a bit of an office. But I agree. I feel like you have to, if you can afford it, having your own office space is a cool vibe, because it's cool when you get to come here and everyone's like happy to be here. And I'm big on like offices and making them look nice and having beers in the fridge and all that sort of shit, PlayStation. And we're trying to build a podcast studio pretty soon, and I want that to be vibey as well, because when people rock up, I want them to feel inspired and keen to work. So I feel like creating a creative space that's uniquely your own is super important, and that's just for me. But I don't mind working from home some days.
Cool.
That's it. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Like and subscribe.